Good evening, welcome to the service. For the first song, let's turn to song number 382 in the Christian hymnal. And I'll take two selections from you after this. Song number 382.
I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day, still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand, by faith on heaven's stable land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. My heart has no desire to stay where doubts arise and fears dismay. Though some may dwell where ease abound, my prayer, my aim is higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, let my feet on higher ground. I want to live above the world, the Satan's stars at me are hurled. For faith has called the joyful sound, the song of saints on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on I want to scale the utmost high and catch a gleam of glory bright, but still I pray till then I found, Lord, lead me on to higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground.
Okay, song number 300. Song number 300, Christian hymnal.
Out of my bondage, sorrow and doubt, Jesus I call, Jesus I call, into thy freedom, gladness and light.
Okay, song number 483. Song number 483.
Will your anchor hold in the storm?
Next, what we're going to have for devotions, Will Overhaul is going to have a history of a song for us.
Greetings in Christ's name is good to be here tonight. I'm just going to give a little bit of a background of a man who wrote one of our hymns. The hymn is found in 356 in the Christian hymnal. Henry Light's father died when he was quite young, and it was Henry's godly, talented mother who yielded the major influence in his life. Despite the handicap of poverty, he struggled through college and won several prizes for poetry. He had intended to become a physician, but one day he received a call from a friend that changed the direction of his life. The neighboring minister knew he was dying and had a fearful sense of being unprepared. Together, the two men searched the scripture, particularly Paul's letters. The dying man came to a true understanding of the pardon and peace Christ alone can give, and soon went to meet his Lord with joy. This experience deeply affected Light, and so much that he abandoned medicine and began to prepare instead for the ministry. When he took up his parish duties, Light led a very busy life. A distinguished scholar, he wrote constantly, educating his own children and composing hymns. One of his most popular hymns is "Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven," a paraphrase of Psalms 103. But illness came to him very early, as the English climate played havoc with his weak lungs. He spent his winters on the continent, especially in Rome, where he had various friends and the weather seemed to suit him. Always he returned to his home in the summertime. As autumn approached in 1847, he wrote, "I'm meditating flight again to the south. The swallows are inviting me to accompany them, and yet, alas, while I'm talking of flying, I'm just able to crawl." As he was about to give his farewell sermon in the city of Brigham, his friends, knowing how weak he was, urged him not to preach, but he insisted, "It is better to wear out than to rust out." Later on the afternoon, he walked by the shore as the sun was shining in the glory of crimson and gold on a peaceful Sunday evening. Soon afterwards, he handed his daughter the words of the mortal hymn, "Abide with me," and its theme is the evening of life. The same week, accompanied by his wife and son, he left home for Europe, knowing he would never return. For years, he had been distressed at the thought of dying, but God, who had given him grace to live, gave him grace to die. His last words were, "Peace, joy." He's buried in France. In his lifetime, Henry Francis Light was little known beyond Lower Brigham, England, where he labored among fishermen and sailors as curate of All Souls Church. A man who labored in obscure places, practically unnoticed, is remembered the world over for his beautiful hymn. At this time, I've asked Nathan to lead the song for me. 356 in Christian hymn.
.356 in the Christian hymnal, and I think this is one that maybe in our congregational scene as a whole we tend to drag things, and forgive me if I'm a little bit overly much of a stickler for that, but if we could just keep the tempo moving a little bit quicker than we maybe normally do on this song, I think that sounds nice. And also being aware at the ends of lines we tend to slow down, which is fine, but then at the beginning of the new verse we should pick it back up with a good tempo. Abide with me.
Lord, with me abide. Good evening. Thank you for the songs and Will for that devotional. At this time, turn to song number 320 in the Christian hymnal. And after this song, LaDonna will lead the children in a few songs. Song number 320. Time the children can come forward.
Thank you.
Thank you, children, for those songs. At this time, turn to song number 379 in the Christian hymnal. And after this song, Joseph's family will be sharing a few songs with us.
Good evening. There's songs for every occasion. And these are our dishwashing songs. The songs that we like to sing when we can't look at a book and we just like to sing something by ear. I've got two songs for you tonight. Jesus Signed My Pardon and Beulah Land.
Thank you. sin's prison, oh, so dark and cold. Just a lost sheep wandering from God's eternal fold. Then the door swung open, Jesus said to me, I have signed your pardon, now you may go free. Jesus signed my pardon, this I surely know. Took my place on Calvary, now I don't have to go. All my life I give him, he gave his for me. When he signed my pardon there on Calvary. Since the Savior led me from that awful place, I can hear the angels sing, they sing amazing grace. I know I've been pardoned from all sin and shame. Now I'll join the angels, glory to his name. Jesus signed my pardon, this I surely know. Took my place on Calvary, now I don't have to go. All my life I give him, he gave his for me. When he signed my pardon, there on Calvary. Life is now worth living, since he set me free. I know he was willing to save a wretch like me. Now I own a mansion, not a prison wall. For he signed my pardon, yes, he paid it all. Jesus signed my pardon, this I surely know. Took my place on Calvary, now I don't have to go. All my life I give him, he gave his for me. When he signed my pardon, there on Calvary. Time won't matter anymore. New land I'm longing for you. And someday on thee I'll stand. There my home shall to labor, and I
Okay, thank you, Joseph and family. That was very nice. Okay, so I'm going to sing two songs here, and the first one is This World Is Not My Home, and we'll have it up on the screen here. Hopefully that'll work. And the other one is Just a Little Talk with Jesus. These are songs that I hear recordings of a lot, and so sometimes I get a little mixed up, but hopefully we can get through these.
This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid out somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh,
okay, Just a Little Talk with Jesus.
No, so I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me. Sometimes my breath seems drear without a ray of cheer. And the God of glory, I know there. The mists of sin may rise and hide the starry skies, but just the love with Jesus clears the way.
Now let us have
a little talk with.
Now we'll have Nicoletta's group come up.
So we have two songs tonight. Our first one is Our God, He is Alive, and the second one is In Christ Alone.
Thank you. cry to final breath. Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pull me from his hand till he returns or calls me home.
All right, we'll have one more song, song number 577 in the Christian hymnal. And then after this song, we'll turn it over to the preachers. The chorus comes up first on the last verse.
Thank you.
The last song that we have this evening is called A Seed of Wheat, and is a very simple little hymn that talks about the life of the seed of wheat that has to die before it can grow and bring forth fruit. Of course, quoting the parable there of Jesus and the spiritual aspect in our lives where we must die before we can bring forth fruit.